Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, this will be our last Mass until Friday. And during these days when you do not have the Holy Sacrifice, remember especially to be faithful to your daily prayers and say the Rosary too. I hope that you're saying the Rosary every evening with your families. And perhaps at Rosary time, or maybe when it's a noontime and you would usually be going to Mass on a school day, then make an act of spiritual communion, which means that you say a little prayer and you adore our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament in our tabernacle, no matter where you are. And then you tell our Lord you would wish very much to receive him, but you cannot today, and ask him to come spiritually into your heart. And then you say a prayer or two as you would after Holy Communion. That's how we make an act of spiritual communion. And on days when we cannot go to Holy Mass, or do not, well, then we should always make at least an act of spiritual communion. And then today, your Holy Communion should be a very devout one, because remember, it must last you now for several days until Friday. Today, I want to tell you about two bishops, one of whom is we are honoring in the Mass today, two bishops who were truly peacemakers. And they always looked upon all of their flock as their dear children, even when they were very, very bad and were misbehaving terribly. They still were their dear children. And these two bishops were truly children of God because of their efforts to make peace, that wonderful beatitude. When they were boys, these bishops had a very hard time. They suffered very much as children and knew something of the suffering of our Lord. And when they grew up, they lived in times that were very confusing. There was a lot of what we call politics. And you had to be ever so careful what you said, because someone would always try to trick you. That's the world of politics, for example. But they always kept to the right rule of the Catholic faith, and they always did what was right because they loved our Lord very much. The first of these was an Irishman, and he is the last canonized saint from Ireland until modern times, St. Lawrence O'Toole. And St. Lawrence was the son of a chieftain in Ireland, the chief of the Murray clan. And these chiefs, unfortunately, were always battling with each other. And when he was 10 years old, St. Lawrence's father was forced to give him as a hostage to the enemy, to a certain chieftain named Dermot, who would be his lifelong enemy. Well, he had to go, and so he did. He was a very brave boy. And he was very mistreated. I mean, he had cold and hunger and all of the rest at the age of 10. When his father found out that he was being mistreated by the enemy who was holding him, he forced him to give him back, and he was put into the care of the Abbot of Glendalough, St. Kevin's Monastery in Ireland. And there he was very happy to live with the monks. And finally, when he was a little bit older and he was released from being a hostage, his father said to his boys, because this is how it was done back then, he said, "Now, boys, one of you is going to become a priest and enter the church, and I'm going to draw lots to find out which one." And St. Lawrence laughed, and he said, "Oh, dear father, you don't need to do that. I want to be a priest." And so he became the priest in the family, and he became the abbot of the monastery where he had been sent as a boy as a hostage. And then later on, he became the Bishop of Glendalough, and finally the Archbishop of Dublin. Now, this was a very confusing time, because Ireland was a very confusing place, and everyone was always fighting with everyone else. And so the Pope, who was an Englishman, thought it would be an excellent idea to give Ireland to the English so they could come and make order, because the English tend to be rather an orderly people. They say that the English line up on their own. For example, if they're waiting for a drink of water or to buy something in the store, the English just automatically line up. That's called making a queue, whereas that would never occur to an Irishman. They're a little bit more disorganized. So the Pope told the English they could take over Ireland, and that caused an awful lot of wars. And poor St. Lawrence spent most of his time trying to negotiate treaties and traveling back and forth, and he had to deal with the mean old English king, Henry II. In the meantime, St. Lawrence was always taking care of the poor. He would feed 30 to 60 of them at his table every day, and he was always taking care of the priests to get them to be holy and say their prayers and give a good example. Finally, he was held a hostage one last time when he was an old man, and he wasn't allowed to go back to his home in Ireland, and he had to die in a foreign monastery in France. And the abbot there told him, "My lord," he said, "now you must make up your will before you die. Who's going to inherit what you have?" And he laughed and he said, "Well, I don't have a penny to my name," because he had given everything away to the poor. And even though he didn't have any reward in this life, he was a child of God, and he went straight to heaven when he died. His last words were spoken in Irish, and he said, "Poor, stupid, foolish children," meaning the Irish, "when I'm gone, who will take care of you then?" Because I'm afraid that sometimes his people weren't very grateful for all he did for them. And that was pretty much the case with our other saint today, whose name is on the calendar, St. Josephat. St. Josephat was born near Vilna in what is today Lithuania. And his mother had a great influence on him. Girls, that's a wonderful thing to do, to grow up to become a mother, spiritually as a nun, or else actually to have your own children. Because his mother helped him to become a saint. When he was a little boy, his mother showed him a picture of Jesus on the cross, and he was telling her son about how much our Lord loves us and died for us on the cross. And he was listening very closely, little Josephat was. And a ray of love came from the heart of Jesus in this picture into his own heart. And from then on, he loved our Lord very much. And he offered up many voluntary penances when he was even very young. And he became a monk, except it was a rather difficult position in this monastery, the same as St. Lawrence had problems, because the abbot of the monastery was called an archimandrite. He didn't really follow the true Catholic faith, only he pretended to. And it was finally one day when this abbot was saying Mass that he showed his true colors by refusing to pray for the true Pope in Rome. And so St. Josephat realized he had to go, and he walked right out of the church, just as we would if we were to find ourselves at a Mass when they were praying for the false Pope in Rome, who's a great enemy of the church and an antichrist. We would never go to a Mass like that. Well, St. Josephat spent all of his time as a priest and as a bishop trying to get everyone to come back to the true Catholic Church and not to stay with the heretics or the schismatics. And that caused a great amount of grief. And as the case for St. Lawrence, he was very political. He had to be careful what he said or what he didn't say. But in the meantime, it wasn't political to take care of poor people. He always was very generous and gave away everything he had. He did great penance. He would walk around barefoot in Poland in the winter, which was very cold and snowy, and he would fast every day. One time he was visiting a certain city, and there was a priest there who was very rude and insulting and disrespectful. And his enemies did this on purpose, because if that priest got arrested, they had decided that they would kill the bishop. So he had been pushed so far that one day St. Josephat felt he had to give the orders, "Arrest that priest. He is disobeying the law." And as soon as he did so, a mob gathered, and they came to his house, and they started to beat up his servants. And St. Josephat came down the stairs, and he said, "My children, what's the matter? What do you want?" And one of the men in the mob took his halberd, which is kind of a flat sword, and he smacked him on the head with it. And then he was put to death and thrown into the river, his body was. And he died as a martyr, protecting his children. But he forgave those who were putting him to death. And there was a wicked bishop who was involved in that, and whose name was Militius. Well, because St. Josephat forgave him, he had the grace to be converted, and he became a Catholic before he died. You see, children, it's not easy to be a peacemaker. Sometimes there's something to be said for both sides. And when you're being a peacemaker, you have to be ever so careful what you say or don't say. But never mind, the Holy Ghost always inspires us. And if you smile and try to be kind and humble, you'll always do some good in this life. St. Lawrence O'Toole and St. Josephat, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.